The CSIRO has been investigated by the Commonwealth Ombudsman over its links with the forestry industry. As AM revealed in February, it's paid thousands of dollars to become a member of the industry's lobby group, the Australian Forest Products Association. Environmentalists say the relationship damages the CSIRO's credibility as an independent research organisation. But as Simon Lauder reports, the Commonwealth Ombudsman has decided that any damage to the reputation of the organisation is outweighed by the benefits of being a member of the lobby group.
The latest publication from the Australian Forest Products Association criticises the treatment of forestry under the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. The association has also taken the federal government to task over its climate change policies and lobbied for more resources for CSIRO researchers. For activist Jill Redwood from Environment East Gippsland, the CSIRO's membership of the association is a serious conflict of interest.
There are a lot of good scientists and a lot of good research that's going on inside the CSIRO, and it's just a shame to have this forestry division taint the whole organisation with what they've done here.
A complaint from Ms Redwood prompted an investigation by the Commonwealth Ombudsman's Office. In a letter outlining its preliminary findings, the Ombudsman's Office says the complaint warranted investigation, but the Ombudsman ultimately accepts the CSIRO's explanation that it joins industry groups for valid networking purposes.
Anybody can present to CSIRO. CSIRO can go and network with any group they wish to. Why do they need to pay $10,000 to this political lobby group? And we also have to wonder, you know, what if CSIRO's Animal Health Division paid $10,000 a year to join Animals Australia, or its Marine Division joined Sea Shepherd? I'm sure that would be totally unacceptable, but here, because it's a logging lobby group, it seems to be okay and the Ombudsman has given it a tick.
You say the CSIRO is compromised by its membership of the association, but the Ombudsman says, quote, "I do not consider that AFPA's actions can automatically be attributed to CSIRO by virtue of its membership of that body."
That's right. Well, that's a nice, handy little distancing thing. But I think the public should know what other political lobby groups that the government agencies fund under this guise of membership fees. We don't know whether they are also members of the coal lobby group, the uranium lobby group. Who knows?
In its response to the Ombudsman, the CSIRO acknowledged that being a member of lobby groups carries a risk that the CSIRO's reputation could suffer damage by association. The Ombudsman has accepted the CSIRO's call that the benefits of joining the forest industry lobby group outweigh any reputational damage. In its letter, the Ombudsman's office says the CSIRO has a judgment call to make.
I agree that the CSIRO cannot completely distance itself from the organisations that it has voluntarily decided to join, and that it is free to leave.
Jill Redwood is not letting the matter rest there.
We've sent a letter off to the Ombudsman requesting that the office carries out a proper investigation of our complaint.
The Australian Forest Products Association, the Commonwealth Ombudsman and the CSIRO all declined to comment.
Simon Lauder reporting.